The decision is to ask our county council to repeal the rain tax bill that we had to send over them. We were mandated by the state government to send a bill over before July 1st. We followed the compliance of the law. We sent it over. It became very obvious after the bill had to be created and sent over that it was not going to resolve any of these issues and that it was being treated differently all over the state. And some counties were being punished more than other counties. Obviously, 14 counties did not have to do anything. 157 municipalities didn't have to. They're all part of the watershed. And the exemptions that were in there and the changes and what they were saying was going to work was not proven. So we're saying we're going to repeal it until the state can, one, take leadership in solving the problem themselves, and two, prove that what they are saying is an actual solution to the problem. Because everybody in Maryland wants a clean Chesapeake Bay. We want clean air. We want clean water. We want clean land. But Harford County has taken the lead in doing this for decades when it comes to complying with rules and regulations on sewage treatment plants, which is always was headlined 30 years ago as the major polluter. Yeah, we've always complied with that. You know, when it comes to other actions, when it comes to reforestation, we've done that. All sorts of things we've done. The place we're here right now at Boyle Buick, they have a big parking lot that's impervious. They had to build that because of state regulations talking about how much parking you have to have. That we have to do at the county level. So, all right, so on one hand, we said you had to build so much impervious surface, and guess what? Now we're going to tax you for it. That is ridiculous.
How do you gauge the support for repealing this from the council?
I believe the council is going to, they did a very good job. They created a task force to look into this. They brought in some other people. I've talked with all of them. They're pretty much understanding where we're headed, and I believe that for the most part, they will support the repeal.
What happens if it is repealed? What is the course of action there when the state comes to you for the funding?
Well, the state doesn't come to us for the funding. They come to us and say, you got to do so many projects. We've been doing projects. We've always been doing projects here. And they had no justification for it. They never gave us a list and said, here are the projects you have to do. They said, you got to raise $90 million. We'd say, well, what projects do we have to do? They couldn't come up with a list. So until they could actually do that, how could I justify raising in the next 3 years $30 million when I can't justify what it's going to be spent on? That needs to be proven first, before you actually take the money from people and then spend it.
What about folks who might say, you know, this is the political season, this is the time when folks are out campaigning, you are an announced candidate, that this is something that you're campaigning on here?
Well, I came out in September of 2012 in an op-ed piece opposed to this. I came out and testified against the bill a year and a half ago. Wasn't campaigning then. This is just one of the things I continue to do as county executive. Worked with MACO to get my colleagues from other counties to support opposing the bill in the first place. We did at MACO, Maryland Association of Counties, and then it still got passed by the state government. So now it's time for us to say, you know what? You guys at the state level sometimes complain about the federal government and what they impose on you. Guess what? Now we're going to complain to you about what you're imposing on us. We're fed up with these unfunded mandates.
And
this is just one of them. I mean, I could go back to teacher pensions and all the other things they've done, but this is just the most immediate one.
What's the course of action if the state comes to you and says, we're going to force you to do these projects, and they come up with the projects?
Oh, we'll tell them, come on up and bring your bulldozers up, and you guys do it. No, it's like we're just going to, if they want to take us to court, they can take us to court. We're willing to fight this for as long as it takes.
This is the county. If you get it passed, the county's standing up.
Well, we are going to stand up to it, and I believe some of the other counties will too. And then the other counties that opted into this, I think they're going to say, you know what, they're right. These other counties are right. We should do this. Does the state administration change it and back off of it? Maybe, maybe not. But we'll see.